What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
How you doing? And back on the Boss Man Show, going up to the American East Conference. We got Grant Billmeyer here on the Boss Man Show in New Jersey, Institute of Technology Highlanders. We're here on the Boss Man Show, doing big things. New head coach there, Coach Grant. How you doing, brother? How things up there in Newark, man?
Yeah, things are great, man. Kids are, you know, we only got one more week of summer school. We wrap up next Tuesday, but extremely pleased with the effort, the focus, you know, with our guys that have been on campus here working.
Now, Coach, I know you had to move for a year, but you get to come back home pretty much. So did you sell your house and everything? You had to get you know, how that work going in Maryland for your name, coming back up to where you was already at, man?
Anyway, it's been a little bit of a struggle just because, you know, we bought, you know, a house down in Maryland. But it's good to be back home where you got a lot of family and friends that can help you out until, you know, until we buy our house here in New Jersey.
Sounds good, man. So let me ask you, man, what about this job really stood out to you? Did you want to take this job in JIT? I know you and your assistant coach at Power 5 level, sometimes the money doesn't match up, so different things factor into that. So what kind of was about this job? Say, hey, I want to take this job opportunity, go to NJIT, the American East, and see what we can do in that conference to go against those good guys up there in Vermont every year, man.
You know what, man? There's only 300-something head coaching jobs. So to get one and to get one in a place that you love living, at a place that's on the rise, that has unbelievable facilities. Our players live in the state-of-the-art apartment. It's an administration that really cares and an administration that really wants to help support the student athletes and help the program have success. And it was just an all buy-in. You know, this program, this university, their hunger for men's basketball to have success. So I felt like I was, you know, taking this job at the right time.
100%. Coach Beskis, man, you know, my dad's a former head coach, so I'm a coach's son. So I want to ask you, like, what is your why for getting the coaching business? Because I know my dad wanted to help young men, and his phone still blows up all the time for his former players. So for you, kind of, what was your why to get into coaching? And when did you know you wanted to get into coaching?
My why to get into coaching, I just love being around the game. when I was wrapping up my playing career, I had an interview in New York City, and I took the train. I wore the suit. About 10 minutes in the interview, I said, man, this isn't for me, man. I need to be in the gym. I need to hear the balls bouncing. I need to be working with guys. Then I was fortunate enough where, you know, I played it for one of the premier high school coaches at one of the premier high schools, for Kevin Boyle at St. Patrick's High School. And he allowed me to be a volunteer assistant coach. And then, you know, from there, you know, I was able to get a full-time job, even though it wasn't much money, with Kevin Willard when he got the Seton Hall job. So I was very fortunate. I was able to get hooked up to two guys that have unbelievable basketball knowledge and are great people.
That's great to hear. You know, Coach, I think what's great about coaching is, like, you know, the relations with the guys you have 20, 30 years after you coached them, they send to you about their wives, they're sort of having a baby, and things they've accomplished. Talk about that part of coaching, seeing the guys you coach have success off the basketball court and in the game of life.
Man, that's what it's all about. You know, having been at Seton Hall, where, you know, we had numerous guys go on to make the NBA, that was special. But I tell people, you know, the thing I take most pride in is Michael Enzi and Ike Obiago, two kids originally from Nigeria that came over here in high school. Mike's now working for Goldman Sachs, and Ike Obiago is working for Ernst & Young. So seeing your players do great basketball, that makes you feel good, because the amount of hours you put in the gym that allow them to be professionals. But seeing your guys striving in life, that's there's nothing like seeing people doing great outside of basketball, man. That's what it's all about right there.
And for you, let me ask you, so moving over there once you become the head coach, what's been your biggest adjustment so far since becoming the head coach? And also, how did you prepare to become a head coach when you was assistant to Coach Dan Loyal to your boss, but still in your mind preparing yourself for this opportunity whenever it arose for you?
Yeah, you know what? I think you prepare yourself just by trying to think like a head coach. You know, if the head coach is in the office and you got a chance to run workouts, you in everything you do, you want to start thinking like a head coach. I would say the biggest adjustment, you know, you got to manage a staff. You know, when you're an assistant, you have certain responsibilities. But not every responsibility falls on you. But as a head coach, you got to really delegate what responsibilities you give your staff. You got to stay on top of them. You know, you got to give them a to-do list constantly every week. I would say that's a big adjustment. And now, you know, you're one of, you know, you're at Maryland, you're one of seven, you know, assistants or support staff members. Now you're here, now you got to manage five people. So it's, I would say that's the biggest adjustment. But one thing I've always done, I've always surrounded myself with really good people that are really smart and have a great work ethic. So I hired an unbelievable staff that has been tremendous for the players. They've been great with recruiting. So I've been very fortunate. I put together a really good staff of tremendous people with high character.
And you brought in 10 guys. So I want to ask you about the workouts you've been having. Has it been more install or more just trying to individually develop the young men, or a little bit of both? Because with y'all having 10 new players, trying to mesh with you, learn how you and your staff do things, and try to learn what you have as well.
Yeah, we've been doing a little bit of both, mostly individuals, because we have a few guys that are on the team that are either hurt or on here for different reasons. So we have only done about 14 practices. So if you came in a gym and watch this practice, you know, it would look a little sloppy at the moment. But the guys have been given unbelievable effort. And, you know, people walking in the gym, they notice the energy, the intensity. And a lot of former players that come back say, man, I really love being in the gym and watching how hard your guys compete.
Yes, indeed. And you know, it's good we have a lot of young guys who are competitive and want to be in the gym. Because I know you and I haven't played it, hey. Accountability and self-accountability, not having to coach energy and effort, having guys who want to get in the gym and get better on their own by having to be prodded by you or a manager or assistant coach, those are the best teams that you have to coach, and that's to be most fun to come to work knowing that your guys really are invested in the process, want to get better every day.
Yeah, man, I love coming to gym, man. I love, you know, I've been semi-alarm super early, and I always get up about 45 minutes before that alarm just because I'm excited, man. I'm excited every day to wake up and get in the gym and grind with these guys and help them get better. They have unbelievable enthusiasm and passion about them, you know, this summer. And they're just really fun to be around, man. And that's one thing about me. I don't want any energy vampires on this roster. Like I refuse to coach guys that are low energy or energy vampires. But I've loved the energy that's been in my gym day in and day out.
Yes, indeed. You know, coach, that's something that I love about his energy, man. You know, that's I think, coach, when I played, my problem was I was told that I'm too competitive. I need to dial it down. But I figured that I want to be that guy to be a guy where you have to always prod me every day. You know, that's what I want to compete to get to the door, to the weight room. I want to beat you. That's how I was wired as a player, man. So I feel like I'd rather be that than having a guy prod every day and say, today, are you going to be up today? You're going to do it. So I feel like you'd rather have guys like myself than guys who just, like I said, you know, energy vampires. Just, you don't know what you're going to get from day to day.
Yep, exactly.
See, yeah, that's the thing about this game we really love. Now, Coach Weskis, man, with recruiting and the portal, how it is, you feel like you had to get a chance to get better high school young men or JUCO guys that get overlooked now because the Power Five is going certain, going more of a known commodity, kind of like free agency in the NBA. So it feels like you're getting your hands on guys and getting to talk to guys who you just want to get a chance to talk to because of how the landscape is right now with the portal and the COVID year still out there.
Yeah, you know what, like recruiting is definitely tricky. And with me, it's like you got to do a ton of research on the kids that you bring in your program because once you have them, you know, they're yours for good. So I kind of try to do a little bit of everything, but I found there was a lot of really good high school kids available. So I tried to make sure, you know, we got a good long-term investment. You know, I brought in two grad transfers from Manhattan College, but the rest have been high school kids. You know, grad transfers might be able to give you a little bit more this year. You know, this isn't a one-year thing for me coming to NJIT. This is a long-term thing. And if I can build these freshmen up, and by the time they're juniors, I think they could be really good.
100%. And you're a cover with the American East. And with you being in that area, you probably watched some of the teams that played a bit with you as a Seton Hall in Maryland. But how much film have you and your staff been watching of the American East teams to kind of get ready for that grind come the second semester this year?
I watched a ton of film. I probably watched 12 games of NJIT last year. Got a few more games to go here in the summer just to get a feel for the coaches. You know, with our league going back to Thursday, Saturday, just so when we play teams on that Saturday, I have a good idea of the system they run, what they do defensively. Just a few different things to kind of just get me ahead of the game. So when I play them, it's not my first time seeing a coach and seeing what they have to offer.
And non-conference wise, coach, have you been getting a lot of calls just because they want to play you and they want to buy you? So how has that been trying to make a schedule out, or is it kind of already done for you?
So the Miami game, which is opening night, that was done, and the Wake Forest game was in December 9th. That was done. That was done by the previous regime. But I schedule a lot of the games. Everyone in the country wants to play us. They see that we didn't win a whole lot of games last year, and you know, some of the guys that had good years last year, they're no longer part of the program. So a lot of people have been hungry to play us. And I just hope when I go into year three or year four, that's not the case. I hope I'm sitting here saying, man, no one wants to play us. And I'm frustrated about that as opposed to everyone in the country wants to play you because they look at, you know, the program and think, all right, yeah, that's going to be a win right there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you definitely want to have the issue of can't get any games versus getting any game you want. So,
yeah, exactly.
That's even definitely that.
Comes up to me on the road, hey, coach, you know, I heard you got open. You guys want to play? I'm like, no, I don't.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what's funny? I was at Lake Point, and I was at Peace Jam, and I was at Rock Hill. I was hearing a lot about skills been talking. People need a game here and there, trying to kind of do some, you know, some talking. And I was like, man. I just shaking my head because I could tell what was going on. It's like, man, it's crazy. I know recruiting and scheduling gives you guys the biggest headaches in the world. I don't envy you one bit for it. Now, coach, I got a few more for you, man. So if you could, man, tell us about the pulse of your program for a young man listening to this interview here in Atlanta and beyond who wants to come up there and maybe interest being in NJIT. What are you looking for in a player, and what are the pillars of your program?
First and foremost, you know, they got to love the game of basketball. You know, I love the game of basketball. I love being in the gym with my guys. I want guys that want to play professional basketball and guys that want to be pushed to play at that level. Now, I love guys that are skilled and guys that are tough. You know, guys that you know when you're on the road, guys that aren't going to back down, and guys that are going to compete for you every single night. Sorry, this light in my office goes out from time to time.
Oh, you're fine, Coach. You're good, man.
There we go.
Oh, you're good, man. Hey, live video. Hey, it's happened before. Trust and believe. It's the first time it's happened. And the last word for you, Coach, is, man, and talk to a young man about being in Newark and the New Jersey area, the Tri-State area, about how going to school to NJIT, good education, and being in the network and internships and get great jobs because of the area you're in, how New York's a big club of the United States, and that degree at NJIT, very great degree to get somewhere in the tech world, which is booming right now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the one thing is, like I talked about Mike Enzi and Ego Biago, both of those guys had, you know, really good internships going into their grad school year, and those internships kind of propelled them into the job that they're currently in. So being our proximity to New York City, and, you know, less and less people are going back to doing Zooms, and more stuff is happening in person. And it's a great opportunity for our guys literally to walk from their apartment to the path and be in New York City in about 25 minutes. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity for guys to get paid internships in the future and guys to make some money while also setting them up for success in the future.
Well, Coach, it's been great to have you on the show, man. I'm get your number offline so I'll take contact with you because I come up there with the Hawks play the Knicks all the time and then the Nets. So if you all are not playing, if you're all up in town, I'll come over there and see you all play, man. So I look forward to building a relationship with you over the years, man, and supporting you, cheering you guys on, man.
Absolutely, man. We'd love to have you, man. We play a really good schedule this year, and you know, I'm not setting myself up and pinpointing exactly how many wins I want to have, because I don't look at it this year as we got to win a certain amount of games for it to be a successful season. I'm looking at it like, you know, what's our identity night in and night out? How hard do we play? How hard do we compete? You know, when we get knocked down, what do our practices look like? But when you do come to a game, I hope you leave there saying, man, that's a hard playing team, and they play for one another.
100%, Coach. It's been fun, man. We're just getting real soon, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it. You have a great day, man.
You too now.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.